Dvar Halacha and Chavis Halvodos, Sunday night, or Liyud Beis Shvat. So we're coming up to Bishvat, and I assume people will be eating olives. People eat olives, but the Gemara says that olives is kosher l'shikcha. It's not good for the memory. Not chazering is also kosher l'shikcha, and that doesn't seem to bother anybody. So that's why they eat olives also. But the question is, what's the eitzah if you want to eat olives? And the Gemara says, olives is kosher l'shikcha, and shemen zayis is restorative. Shemen zayis, olive oil, brings it back, or is restorative. But these are segulos. These are not medically, I don't think it has to, we're not aware of the actual physical connection. It's metaphysical. It's a segula. On the other hand, you go through Gemara, and if you chazit shas and you remember it, and you didn't eat too many olives, you find that many tanom and amayrom eat olives. And the Gemara brings down they ate olives. So there is a few comments in the poskim, the farshim, commentaries suggest different things. Kaf HaChaim brings down. That if you have the right kavonas, if you know what to be mechaven, then it's okay to eat olives, and it won't have that harmful effect, so that it cuts us out. Even though, another one is, the Gemara's lashon is really haragil. But the question is, we don't know really what ragil is. Rav Chaim Kanievsky suggests in his Sefer HaZikaron, he suggests once every 30 days, which is not really not all that often. Most people eat olives, I think, especially in Israel, they eat it more frequently than once every 30 days. And it's also not so clear it means once every 30 days. We don't know, maybe it's once every 40 days, who knows. So, what's brought down in the Sefer that I saw is that Minhag Anshei Yerushalayim is to put a little Shemen Zayis in there too. And if you can't stand Shemen Zayis, you just put a little in. And Shlomo Zalman is quoted as saying that it doesn't have to match the kamus of the olives, but even because we're talking about segulas, we're not talking about things that we really understand, that we can attribute to some physical properties. So even a little shemen zayis, but the juice that oozes out of an olive is not shemen zayis. Probably not. If you remember the Gemara in Shabbos of Kuf Mandalah, the sugya of Mohel, what's called Mohel Zaysim and what's called Mei Zaysim and what's called Shemen Zayis. So it's doubtful that what do they do with olives? They soak them in water and salt, I think. And something oozes out probably, but that would not have a din of Shemen Zayis. So the minhag of Anshei Yerushalayim is to put a drop, at least a drop, of Shemen Zayis together with the olives, so that it doesn't have that harmful effect. Like I said, not chazering is also kosher l'shikra. Okay, Chavis Halvodas, Renavus Hashem, Perek Dalet, and Chavis Halvodas said really a remarkable thing. I think maybe it's a chiddush. He says that the ability to be moser nefesh, v'yahavta eis Hashem Elokecha b'chol lebavcha, afilu notel es nafshecha, v'chol nafshecha, afilu notel es nafshecha, the ability to be moser nefesh, one's life, is really something that should be beyond human capabilities. Actually, the Tanya makes that point also, as I mentioned last time. The Tanya was many hundreds of years later. But the Tanya's approach is that you see that the nefesh Yehudi, and that's why even plain people were able to be moser nefesh throughout the generations, because this is something special about the nefesh Yehudi, because it's connected to the Ribono Shel Olam in a way that is maybe not obvious, and that gives the ability. Everyone says that it's not tushel to people who are moser nefesh because of thoughts of a reward, or what awaits them as a reward. That's not in serious nefesh. It's a mathematical cheshbon where you think it's kedai or it's not kedai. But the Chavis Halvodas says that it's only by yechidei segula, who are zolche to siyata d'shmaya to enable them to do that. And I said last time, I'm not sure, because even when the Chavis Lovis wrote his sefer, the volume of people, the amount of people who gave up their lives by numbered in the thousands and thousands and thousands. By choice, I'm talking. Obviously, not if you were killed, I'll kill Hashem. But even by choice, or when they gave you a choice to convert or to. So I don't know. Chavis Lovis says it's only by Yechidei Sgula who are zecha to siyata d'shmaya. He says, unlike the other Avas Hashems, what you have to overcome if it costs you money, even serious money, or if it costs you comfort, even serious comfort. So there you could work your way up based on the principles you said before, to think about two types of Bechina and two types of Kaniya, and etc., until you work your way up to Avas Hashem. But that is within everyone's reach, and for those two, he says, a person's sense of self-preservation would not allow it. So it's a special siyata d'shmaya that yechidei segula azochet to. So again, I don't know. I mean, even at his point in history, there were plenty of people that were mosa nefesh. I don't know pshat. The first two types, where you overcome your desire for money or for comfort, most people can get there, as long as they work their way up to Avas Hashem, as we said, how to do that, what to think about. What we talked about earlier in the Shar. And people did that. I mean, many people, just in recent history, Moshe Nefesh, Shabbos in America in the early turn of the 20th century. Now, if the air conditioner is broken, we got a problem. Yeah, but okay. That's a different type of Mesiris Nefesh. I'll bring you proof. The funny thing is, he proves it from Eov, and Eov was a pretty big tzaddik. Maybe the Chavis Lovis didn't think so. He says, I'll prove you that these two types are within everyone's grasp, because his example of Mesiris Nefesh, that you have special siyata d'shmaya for, is Avraham Avinu. The Gemara does say, he says, Shtei Rayos, Al Tor, Aval Hashem Yisalu, Hudvar HaSotan, Al Eov, that the Satan goes to Hashem, if you know the beginning of Eov, the story, Achinam Yori Yiva Lekim, everything's good. Why shouldn't he love Hashem? It's a good trade-off. He loves Hashem, and Hashem gives him kol tov. Bulam shlachna yotcha, let him have a little taste of some bitter medicine, the Satan says, and let's see if he maintains his avos Hashem. Klomar, shu kasocher lefanecha, he's a good dealer. He's a day trader, Eov. He gives you Abba and Yira, Babas of Yasloch, Shudorish b'mechiram, Kvota Olam b'kinyonav. So he gets a good trade-off. Achafseik mi menu, the Sotan says to Hashem, Kvayachol, stop, Masha hishpatalo mi to'aliyosav olam hazeh, and then let's see, im yishor lefnech b'matzovo, if he stays and maintains his Abbas Hashem, hari Abbas ha-tahora. So Hashem says, okay, hinei kol ha-shel lo b'yotcho, v'akeilov al tishvach yodecho, and Vasa Kvisha Yodata, the Mamono Ubeso, his children, his property, and Taka he maintains his Ava Blo Nishtana Beneglehu Blo Mitzpuno insides. Also Lashem Bamar Al Kanus Avosalo, he maintained the purity of his Ava, Kasher Omar, Orum Yotosimi Betan Imi, for Orum Oshuv Shoma, Hashem Noson, Hashem Lokach, Yishem Hashem Avorach, very, very famous Sidu Kadin. Okay, we'll stop here. What? So then they do.